Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. As always, grateful you're here with me. All set for the weekend. As you know, it was my anniversary week, and I probably had the best week of my life. It's just amazing. So many celebrations, and got to see so many people, and it was just incredible. My wife and I drove around yesterday for probably 3 hours on an errand looking for something, and we never found it, but we had the best time. It was so fun, so unplanned. And all the things we had planned were amazing as well, but that was just, yeah. Yeah. This week is really the result of many, many years of concentrating on what I do. And not what anyone else is doing. The man, Mike, who really delivered the message to me. I still hear him in my head. He used to say it all the time. It doesn't matter what they do. It's what I do that counts. It doesn't matter what they do. It's what I do that counts. And page 99 in the big book, it talks about how they're talking about a certain context. They're talking about a person's family, person who's newly sober, and their family, and how they'll eventually maybe want to get spiritual also, but everything will come to pass naturally and in good time if the alcoholic continues to demonstrate he could be considerate and helpful and sober, regardless of what anyone says or does. And, yeah, it's just, I'm just enjoying everything so much these days. So, it is Friday. I'm not going to have a casual Friday, but I did want to talk about something today. And I wanted to talk about wanted to find out how hard it is for you to ask for help or to put out there that you're struggling. Is that a difficult thing for you to do? When you are hurting, struggling, How quickly do you ask for assistance? Or do you ask for assistance? I do it really quick now. I really do. If I start wrestling with something, I talk to somebody about it. And I talk to somebody I trust about it. I talk to somebody I know can help me carry the luggage mentally. For example, in my own home, if I start wrestling with something, I bring it up to my wife. I say, will you help me with something? And she'll say yes. I'll tell her what's going on. And 99 out of 100 times, the problem feels solved, or I know what to do very quickly after I invite somebody else into it. And if I wrestle with stuff by myself, you know, it can go on and on and on. But it took me a long time to be able to do that. And then it took me a longer time to determine who I was going to do that with. With whom was it wise to struggle? It's not wise to struggle with everyone, in my experience. Not everyone has good motives. Not everyone is to use some real discernment who you're going to open up to. But it took me a long time to well, I should say, when I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I talked about it on here a long time ago. The idea of asking someone for help was just, it was brand new to me. Asking another man for help was just, I couldn't do it. And then I did. And then I got used to it. And then I got used to asking a lot of people for help. And then it got harder to ask people for help and to tell people I was struggling, because people started coming to me for help. And it doesn't make sense when I say it out loud that that should be that way, but that's just what happened. I started to not want to, you know, I wanted to be the man. I wanted to be the guy who wasn't struggling. So dumb to say it out loud, I think, but so then it took a while. I had to be really, really hurting before I would reach out for help again. And that's happened to varying degrees over the years. And these days I'm really good at it. Really do it quickly when I start to struggle with something that I can't feel better about through prayer, and I'm not sure what the action is that I should be taking. I think it's really hard for a lot of people. I know it's hard for people that I know. To admit that they're having a hard time. So I wanted to throw that out there today as a topic, something to think about. saw some friends this week who don't normally struggle out loud. And they did, and it was amazing to watch what talking to people did for them so rapidly. And it's why I wanted to talk about it today. Because if you are going through something that you're not talking to anybody about, or you're not talking to anybody who's helping you, I mean, why is that? Is there a good reason to do that that you can think of? And by good reason, I mean, is there a reason that, is there an unselfish reason? And if I'm thinking for other people, well, I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to. I think that's playing God. Friends love when you give them something to do here. When you can help carry the load. Friends love it. It's an amazing feature of being a friend. When you can be there for somebody and know about something someone's having a hard time with, that's, otherwise what good are you? A lot of times though, through the years ago, I would start struggling with something and I had to solve it. And then I kind of got used to that amount of pain. And then I still didn't tell anybody about it. And then the pain got worse, but I got used to it. And you just adjust. And then all of a sudden one day you're just in turmoil. You don't even realize it. Like, how did this even happen? All of a sudden, I'm lost. So, I've talked about him on here before. There was this Texan when I was new named Jim. And he used to say these great, memorable quotes really loud, this Texas accent. And I do remember the first time he had a lot of years. He had 20-something years, and I was new. And I remember coming into a meeting one night, and he was sitting there, and I said, "How you doing, Jim?" And I was expecting him, because he was usually doing really well, to say he was doing really well. And he said, "I'm not good. And I've got to be honest about where I'm at so I can change it." And that really had an impact on me. I was shocked at first. I was afraid at first. I mean, how selfish is that? But I was so, I couldn't believe that this man was having a hard time. This is Jim. He's sober for 20 years. If he's struggling, then is everything okay? Does this work? I mean, just all this, just paranoid responses that I had. And then he was fine soon thereafter. But after that, I always looked at him and I always thought about that. And I always thought to myself, I always put it together, one of the reasons he's fine now is because he did that. He said out loud that he was having a hard time. He talked about it. He didn't try to pretend that he wasn't having a hard time. maybe you disagree. I usually sense people are trying to pretend they're not having a hard time. Usually. Not always. Maybe not even usually, but often, I will say. I feel like people are, that I know, are having a hard time and don't want to be, so they don't say that they are. But when I'm not doing well, I don't try to pretend that I'm doing well anymore. But that was the beginning of it all. Good old Texan Jim. Well, I gotta be honest about where I'm at so I can change it. So, I don't know. Maybe somebody needed to hear that. Maybe you're managing on your own, trying to kick ass, be strong, not let anybody know you're hurting. Should be able to have this figured out. Don't want to seem stupid. I'm sure I've already gone over this with people. I'm sure they're sick of it. They don't want to hear from me. I don't want to annoy them, bother them, inconvenience them. All the stuff we tell ourselves. So we just stay in our heads. That's so much easier. If you get some people in your life, select some people in your life who can help you with that. So easy to get lost in your head, isn't it? Yeah. Very easy. You're not helping anybody by trying to seem stronger than you are. Not helping anybody. Kind of taking the joy out of the job of a friend when you don't let people help you. That's the good stuff. I don't know. Maybe you needed to hear that. I'm going to give a shout out to the Black Rhinos and Happy Joyous and Three. I want to thank everyone for your support of the Sarcastic Big Book and Sarcastic Daily Meditations. All the messages and emails. Love them. And, yeah, drop me a line. Follow me on Instagram, sarcastic.aa.book. And email me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. And I'll say it. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. So many strong people in my life who are hurting right now, letting people know about it. And everything's okay. Switching gears before I go, because I'm going to go now. You know, normally I drink coffee at the beginning of the show. So I think I'm going to change it up. I think I'm just going to start eating submarine sandwiches during the show while I'm talking. I'm just gonna eat while I'm talking and see if you can make out what I'm saying. Yep, it is not a comedy podcast. I admit that. So, Hope you have an amazing weekend. I am excited about the weekend, and I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope you'll do the same.